renovated. Now, get elevated on the Flash Drive
on KFM
94.5.
Well, let's call them first, shall we? Ooh, divert.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, it's Carl from KFM 94.5. Hi.
Hi, it's Tomer speaking. Hi, Carl.
Tomer. Are you Tomer from Tommy Sugo Pizza?
I'm Tomer from Tommy Sugo Pizza.
Tommy Sugo, come on.
Tommy Sugo.
How you doing, man? You good?
How you doing? I'm doing good, man.
I just need to tell you, though, that I actually know this food truck.
Oh, yes?
Now, remember last year around the Boston Terrier that I helped find?
Skunk? I remember, yes.
We had a Boston Terrier meet and greet.
Okay.
And this is where I had my first interaction with a Tommy Sugo pizza.
Yes, yes.
By the way, can I just ask you, hold on, just a quick one. Did you put that one in the menu that I said that you should put in the menu? Just asking for a friend here.
The Tasty Wasted. You can find it there at every one of our events and festivals.
Yes!
So it's on the menu. What's the Tasty Wasted? Let me guess. Is it spicy?
The Tasty Wasted basically is like our kind of all-in-one meaty pizza with mushrooms. So it's got the salami and the chorizo and all the things. And then it's got mushrooms as well.
Basically, it's like everything you need in one.
Everything you need in one pizza, exactly.
Like me. That's it. And the thing is, Tommy added the mushroom because, you know, I'm a fun guy. So, made sense. Right, so...
Just to be healthy, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Just to be healthy.
A Tommy Sugo pizza. I heard that there was a bit of a tragedy in your business recently. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. You know, unfortunately, we built a massive food truck to accommodate all of our beautiful customers at events and festivals.
Yeah.
Double wood-fired ovens and refrigeration and, you know, panels that pop out and the whole story. And just a couple of months after we started using it out at a festival, a flower show actually in Hopefield.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the morning when nobody was around. It somehow caught fire.
Oh, man.
And burnt down to pieces, to nothing.
I am so sorry, but... Out of the ashes, you continued, didn't you?
Absolutely. We don't stop. we believe in our business. We believe in feeding people and spreading the love. So we're not going to stop.
That's what I love about small businesses, is that you never stop. And that's the most important thing. So tell me about the unique offering. For those who have never experienced Tommy Sugo pizza, I want to know what the unique selling point is. Talk to me.
So there's two main things which just differentiate us from anyone. And the one thing is that we make both of them ourselves, obviously. And the one is our base. Our base is super, super, super thin. Thinner than anything that you'll find. And the reason for that is I kind of love the once in a blue moon where at a pizza place, you get a bit of crust right at the end after you've eaten all the delicious toppings and sauces.
Yes.
But you get a bit of crust. It's actually crispy, salty, delicious. But most of the time, that end bit is like something that people leave in their box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to design a pizza where every single time you hit the end, it's actually the best part.
Are you saying no waste?
I'm saying no waste. All wasty, no waste.
I knew it. Man, and apparently your pizzas are done in 4 minutes, which actually works for a setting like Galaxy Cater, if you think about it. There are a lot of people there. They want to chow quick.
They're going to be hungry.
Yes, and they've got a couple of people
100%.
To feed. You know what I'm saying? Quick pizza, 100%. slice, let's go party again, right?
That's right. And I just want to say the second thing that separates us is we are pedantic about our own sauce. And it's very unique. You know, it's a sauce that's cooked down for hours and hours, like 8 hours. It's a proper sugo. Only selected tomatoes that I go by myself and a special mix of spices and then a special confit garlic that we add to it as well. So I don't think anyone else is doing that.
Sounds good.
Confit. Oh, okay.
Outstanding. Yeah.
If you want to taste Tommy Sugo pizza, where do we find you? Are you activating anywhere in the near future?
Yeah. So first of all, we have a permanent food market at Salt Food Market, which is in town. At the box, which is at the bottom of the Luno building.
Perfect.
And we're on the platforms on Mr. D and Uber Eats, and people can order.
Nice.
Then also, we've just done two epic weekends at Wolf Cop, and we are set to do the Met this Saturday. We're also registered for Timeless Festival, Bazique Festival, and Retreat Yourself, so we're hoping that we get the nod for those. So there's a lot coming up.
And you need a, yeah, hopefully a nod for Galaxy K Day. We'll find out on Friday, but
well,
thank you,
man.
I know. I know. Tommy Suga waiting for here. You know, the good news, but okay, we'll see.
Exactly.
But thank you very much for sharing your passion, and I can hear it in your voice. We're looking forward to trying a Tommy Suga pizza, but for now, all the best for the competition. And thanks so much for sharing your passion. We'll catch you on the socials as well. Tomer, it's Tommy Suga pizza. You got to try it. Thin base, beautiful, and look out for the tasty, wasty.